League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Do you have a natural home remedy for when you're sick? What is it?
Like you go out in the backyard and you grab some moss and you chew it for a second and you spit it on something?
You joke, Craven. People do wacky things. 1-800-330-9999. This is the season where everybody is sick. And it is, I feel like this year is terrible because there's so many different variants of everything. You know, it's like it's flu, it's RSV, it's whooping cough, it's this, it's that. And I posted a reel yesterday about it. And the amount of people that wrote back with the disease that they currently have was the most wide variety I've ever seen in my entire life.
People are doing a lot of, you know, self-diagnosing, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Well, I don't even think that. Right. Like, even all my friends that are sick, and they all have been going to the doctor, and they've all been getting different diagnoses. But it's funny because on my text chains with my girlfriends, everybody's got different ideas on how to get better because the antibiotics aren't working, the this isn't working, the that isn't
everything
working.
Everything is so resistant now.
Right. So I'm looking at my text line last night, and my girlfriends are saying, well, did you take the shot of oregano oil? And I'm like, what the heck is oregano oil?
Right. So
like, where do you
get some?
Okay, you just get oregano
olive oil and you put some oregano in it?
No, it's different.
Oh, it's different
and
oil.
And then, you know, they really know how to sell it, too, because Lauren's like, it's the most disgusting thing you'll ever have in your entire life, but it works.
Right.
Like, does it?
You'll instantly feel better.
Yeah, then Danielle chimes in and she's like, goldenrod. You got to get goldenrod. And I was like, what? What the heck is
like
goldenrod?
The thing that used to grow like out by the pond?
I guess
so. Over by my house?
And they make it like in a form at an all-natural shop?
Oh, good.
I don't know.
Good.
And then Dee, who works in our office, heard I wasn't feeling well, and she sent me a message last night, and she's like, do you take elderberry every day?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like...
Yeah, there are the elderberry people. Yeah.
Yes, they're all the religion.
There's a whole group of those elderberry people, yep.
Somebody sent me a message. You're like, parsley and ginger juice, it's all you need. And I go, where do these things come from? And who finds it? And then, you know, it always thinks like things that are disgusting.
Yeah.
And then I hear this woman on TikTok, and this is trending.
I have been dealing with a cough now for 6 weeks. And when I asked my doctor what I could do at night so I could sleep and I'm having trouble breathing, she was like, I recommend marshmallows.
What? Where did she get that, doctor?
Eat a jumbo marshmallow before bed. It sounds insane. There's no science behind it. She's like,
perfect.
It's what I do. The gelatin helps coat your throat. Even better than honey.
The gelatin.
Not for nothing.
Yeah, I mean, what? Are you liquefying the marshmallow and then pouring it down your throat? That doesn't sound right.
But I will 100% rather have 27 marshmallows before I go to bed than have to take a shot of oregano oil to try to feel better.
You know, when I don't feel good, I eat everything. I know sometimes you don't have like the taste for it, but I will force myself to eat everything. It's the only time that I enjoy hot soup, and then I will wrap myself up like a burrito blanket, right? So I believe it. You know, like when you go to bed and you wake up in the middle of the night and you're just drenched in sweat?
Yeah.
And it's like you can slide right out of your bed. It's disgusting.
That's your goal that you want
but
to
you
happen.
You feel better because it's this, all that nasty stuff is leaving your body, right? That's the way I look at it, is like push out those toxins and then you'll feel better.
I do believe that pastina, which is like the soup, like the soup that you make with a little tiny star pasta, has magical powers.
See?
But
you got to do the burrito blanket thing, man. You got to cook it.
What do you do? 1-800-330-9999. If you have a home remedy to help you feel better when you're feeling sick, what is it? Do you have a home remedy to feel better when you're sick that you swear by? What is it? 1-800-330-9999. This is the time of year where everybody's sick, myself included. I don't even know what's wrong with me. And I feel like between all my friends, it's like, who's got RSV? Who's got COVID? Who's got the flu? Who's got this? Who's got that? You know, and everybody's like texting each other. Did you take the oregano oil? Did you drink the, what was it? The turmeric and ginger juice.
Yeah.
I was like, no. I
feel like people just open up their spice cabinet and they're like, today we're going to make a concoction. Like witch's brew.
Yeah. What's the one that you do that actually you think works? 1-800-330-9999. Mary?
homemade chicken soup. It has to be homemade. Mm-hmm. And Vicks Vapor Rub. Rub it on your chest, your throat, and the back of your neck.
On the back of the neck, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Anna likes the feet.
Definitely. But the chicken
Someone
soup.
Said that also. I never tried the feet, but bottle of Vicks will last all winter. And she has to make that homemade chicken soup.
No question. If you slather on the Vicks all night long, I feel like, you know what, the next day you do feel better.
I'm looking at our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, and Laura wrote very similar. Gatorade soup, saltine crackers, and the price is right. And I have to say, there is a healing property about sitting on your couch in your jammies with a big blanket wrapped around you and a big bowl of soup watching The Price is Right. Right?
$1.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, what's your miracle sick remedy?
Honestly, it sounds kind of sick, but my thing is just to basically just eat cookies. I love cookies. And so, I mean, when I'm sick and I'm feeling down, I just eat like an entire pack. Probably not the best solution, but it makes me feel good in that moment.
Indulging junk food?
Yeah. Well, it makes you sick, make it feel like that.
I don't think there's any actual medical benefits to eating sugar and cookies when you don't feel well.
There's going to be one of these weird salves or whatever that your grandma called in. I don't think it's been proven is all I'm saying. Listen, McDonald's will nurse me back from a lot of things.
From the flu?
From a hangover.
Yeah, but that is a lot different than a virus that you have in your body.
I mean, I'm just saying, it'll make me feel better at that moment.
Caitlin, how about you? What is your remedy when you're sick?
Oh, I actually put onions in my socks.
Wait a minute. See? See, the last guy wants cookies and junk food. She wants to put onions in her socks, and you're going to tell me what a brilliant idea it is, aren't you?
That actually works.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
It does.
Yes.
See? I'm telling you, it's like a great source of vitamin C. It's going into your feet, you know, where they say like that's one of the biggest, you know, places that, you know, like your
stuff
feet.
Goes into your body.
I don't know how to explain.
Right. Besides your mouth.
So.
Right. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But no, that's what I do. And I promise you, I always feel better like pretty quickly after that.
Onions and socks is huge. People do that all the time.
Yeah. And what do you do with the socks after?
You wash them.
No.
Yeah.
No, those socks got to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those socks got to go.
Vinegar.
Yeah, put some vinegar on them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you eat the socks, too.
If you need really vitamin C that bad, why don't you just eat an orange, like through your mouth, not put an onion on your foot?
If you really want to feel good, you'll eat the sock and the onion.
It's like a peach then, right? It gives it a furry outside texture. Yeah, okay.
Putting onions in your socks,
Yeah.
That's a big one.
And if Google says something, right, it's almost like a doctor said it.
Well, I always would put vapor rub.
Yes.
The vapor rub.
Right on your feet.
Yes. And you put the socks on it.
You could just put it on their chest where the congestion and things are happening. Like how it indicates to do so on the jar itself.
Listen, I don't know why they chose not to put it about the feet, but feet is important.
I love the fact that our first thought when we get sick is, let's take something completely not meant for this or do it exactly the opposite of the way it was indicated. And that's the fix. I love it.
1-800-330-9999. You have a home remedy? What is it? Your natural home remedy to feel better when you're sick. What is it? 1-800-330-9999. I'm sick. I don't know what's wrong with me. I feel like everybody I know is sick with some different kind of disease. Who's got RSV? Who's got whooping cough? Who's got the flu? Who's got this? Who's got that?
Here's the good news. You look fantastic.
Why are you laughing?
You got to go home. You got to do the burrito blanket, like I told you.
Yeah.
Just wrap yourself from head to toe and get something hot in you and then sweat it out. You'll feel so much better.
But it's funny how everybody all of a sudden has recommendations on things you should be doing to feel better. Like on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, Kathy wrote hot vermouth. Hot vermouth.
Hot vermouth.
Ugh.
Wow.
Ooh.
Gross.
Anne Marie wrote white vinegar for ear infection and psoriasis.
All right. Well, I mean,
you just pour the vinegar in your ear.
You've got more of a cold, so that seems different.
I don't think it's a cold.
No.
I have no, because I'm not congested. It's just I don't know, nausea, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. A lot of people, they keep saying toast and ginger ale. Ginger ale definitely helps. I agree with that.
Yeah, it's the only time that I like to drink it.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Scott, what do you think?
Well, preventative maintenance so you don't get sick is taking care of your nose. Saline solution and nasal gel during the winter because the heat in the house just dries you out.
Anna, how's your nasal gel upkeep been going?
I think it's going fine, but I'm so glad you didn't say the neti pot because the neti pot to me is the most disgusting thing in the world. And I know people swear by it, But pouring a teapot in one nostril and watching it just take all that gunk out the other one, I can't stomach it.
It's a lube. Yeah. It's a good lube.
Yeah. Take care of the nose.
I want that on a t-shirt. Take care of your nose. David, what's your home remedy to feel better?
When I was little, my grandmother used to boil turnips and mash them up until they were really, really fine. And it was kind of like this pasty, drinky sort of thing. But I swear, anytime that I get like a sore throat or sinus problems, I go straight for the turnips, boil it up, mash it, and throw it on down.
Wow.
You must not have a gastro thing going on at that time, or else you would just stay away from that.
If it works, it works.
You close the nose and just go for it. Yeah.
Okay. You say so.
Whenever you hear about these home remedies, it's never anything delicious. You know?
That's what I'm saying. It's like a repurposed something or other that they're like, nope, that's definitely the remedy. They're like, we're clearing out the cupboard today.
That's why I was so excited when I saw that it was trending about just having marshmallows to get rid of a cough. I'm like, finally, somebody said something that sounds good.
Makes some sense, right?
Right. Like, I'll volunteer to try that out any day. I don't even have to have a cough. Patricia, how about you? What's your home remedy?
Honestly, I have two. The first is gargling with something called myrrh, M-Y-R-R-H, as in gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Mm. You can get it at Whole Foods or any health food market, and you mix it in some warm water and gargle. It's the most amazing thing. And then, honestly, my other is watching Mr. Rogers.
This is just a comfort? Is that why?
Nurses you back to health?
Yeah, because sometimes when you feel like you're dying, having somebody tell you that they like you just the way you are is very needed.
What's your comfort show or movie that you like to watch when you're sick, Anna?
Things that are mindless. Mm. So a lot of Real Housewives. Like, I don't follow the Real Housewives.
Okay, but this is your time to catch up when
you're
sick.
Like, if I'm really sick, yeah. I'll just put it on because I could just zone out and, like, not have to pay attention or not have to follow along or remember who's who or anything like that.
That makes sense. I think that the last time my wife was sick with the flu, that was when Darcy and Stacey entered our lives. So, yeah. Okay.
Weren't they from 90 Day Fiancé?
I think one of them was on there. Yeah. Oh. They're from my town.
Oh. Okay.
So it's like fun to watch them, you know, do really dumb stuff in all the places that I go.
Stop leaking overnight on your period. Always night pads are designed for a perfect night's sleep with up to 100% leak protection so you can do your sleep thing. If you missed it earlier, today's been a real struggle. I am so sick, and I feel like everybody is sick, right? Like, who's got RSV? Who's got COVID? Who's got the whooping cough? Who's got a virus? Who's got the flu? It's like literally nonstop this time of year. I don't know what I have. All I know is I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
It's a lot of fun to be in the room here with you. And I mean, I feel like I'm trapped in here with like an alien life force or something like that. Like, I don't know how it's going to turn out. I've Lysoled all the countertops. But
Raven's like, but what are the symptoms? I'm like, leave me alone.
Right. Yeah, like, you're like, I don't know. I'm in hell.
Oh, so, you know, it's funny because whenever you like tell your friends or you tell your family like you're not feeling well, all of a sudden they have all these home remedies for you, right? Like, so far on my text chains, I've gotten, well, did you take the oregano oil? No, because I don't know what that is, Lauren. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Did you put onions in your socks before you came in today?
We had that suggestion earlier today. Put onions in your socks. I didn't do that earlier this morning. How about goldenrod? When somebody said like, oh, you just have to ground up goldenrod, I was like,
it seems like
Wonder Woman or the Amazonians are from. That's where I would find goldenrod. What is that?
Down by a pond or a lake area, maybe something like that. You just have to ground it up.
And then this was trending earlier too.
I have been dealing with a cough now for 6 weeks, and when I asked my doctor what I could do at night so I could sleep and I'm having trouble breathing, she was like, I recommend marshmallows.
Marshmallows?
That sounds nuts, but here's the bigger thing. If you've had a cough for 6 weeks, you probably need surgery.
No,
go see another doctor.
That's not true. I feel like, I mean, even with the kids, they get these coughs and they last like what seems like forever, right? Yeah.
Eat a jumbo marshmallow before bed. It sounds insane. There's no science behind it. She's like, but it's what I do. The gelatin helps coat your throat even better than honey.
I don't know if I believe all that.
What
but
a great disclaimer. She should bottle that.
I would rather try marshmallows if I have a cough than goldenrod, whatever that is.
There's no science behind it, but what is your sick remedy?
Hi.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? My home remedy for upset tummy is a 50-50 mix of milk and Pepsi.
Really?
Ew.
Milk and Pepsi.
Oh. Yeah.
Just thinking about it is making me feel
you know
more
what?
Sick.
I have actually heard that before. That's wild to me, though.
Yeah, yeah. I actually learned it from a great uncle of mine.
Mm-hmm.
He used, that was his go-to, and I go to it. And I don't know if it's just the coating of the milk and then the bubbles from the Pepsi that yeah. just... It works for me.
Yeah, you do this when you have like stomach ache or nausea. Or you do this like hangover. You do it for any time your stomach bothers you.
Yeah, pretty much any time I get a little stomach issue. Wow. That's my go-to, and it helps me out good.
I dare you, Anna. I dare you.
Right now, I won't survive.
Come on, Anna. I know.
I won't.
Anna, I know you got it in you, girl.
She doesn't think she can survive.
Not today. Do you have a natural remedy? I am searching for them today. I'm stacking them up. I'll take anything you got. 1-800-330-9999. Give it to me. Give it to me. All your home remedies to make you feel better when you're sick. This is the time of year where everybody has everything. It's like, I've got RSV. I've got sinus congestion. I've got COVID. I've got this. I've got that. And now I woke up today and I'm like, oh gosh, I don't even know what it is that I have.
I came in feeling wonderful, but now you're starting to crack my exterior and get in my head here. Now my nose is running.
Mm.
What am I going to do?
But it's funny. The minute you tell somebody you're not feeling well, they've got a million home remedies. And that's what today's show is about.
Right.
Surviving and figuring out what are your home remedies. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Hot toddy. It's tea, honey, lemon, and Southern Comfort.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about right there. That's the call I've been looking for, Anna. All right. Hot toddy. You can do it with brandy,
that
too. SoCo's all right. Yep, SoCo will work well.
That'll knock out any kind of head cold or cough or anything. It works great. I've given it to my kids for years.
Right. Producer Sean gave me a sweet, stiff bottle of whiskey for the holidays. Anna, that would take care of it. I'm telling you.
I mean, you know, knock me out. It'll knock me out. I mean, I'd be completely useless after I had that.
You're halfway to healed then.
Yes.
Ed, what is your sick remedy? How should Anna feel better?
All right, this is going to work because I've done it with my kids and I continue doing it. Very simple. Ginger root, peel it about the thickness of half a dollar, about five pieces, in a water pot of water, like you're making a tea. You are making a tea. You're going to boil it. It's going to extract the ginger. It's going to get dark. In her case, if she has a congestion head or a cold or in the chest, you take a teaspoon of butter, put it in there. It's going to get nastier looking.
Nice.
But it's very strong because it is ginger. Then you sweeten with honey because it is very strong, the ginger, and try to drink it as hot as you can. Now, if it's at night, she's going to go to bed. You do this before bed.
Mm-hmm.
Throw on a sweatshirt. You're going to sweat out whatever's in your body.
That's what I'm telling you. You got to sweat. You got to sweat, Anna.
Yeah.
You got to sweat out the toxins.
Sweat it out.
The demons.
Okay. Right.
That's it. The evilness, yeah.
All right.
The evilness.
You got it.
I'll try it.
Let me know tomorrow what happens.
All right. I got to go find ginger. I don't know if I could drag myself to a grocery store.
All right.
No, ginger powder. None of that craziness. Ginger root.
It's got to be the real stuff.
Yeah, the real
hardcore
stuff.
This is John. It's ginger tea, homemade ginger tea. My Dominican friend taught me about it. Mm-hmm. You make water and ginger root and lime, and you boil it in a pot for an hour. And then you pour in Theraflu. That was the magic ingredient.
That's right. I was going to say, I mean, the Theraflu works kind of on its own there. But, I mean, the magic properties of the tea, okay. All right. Accents the Theraflu, I guess. Right.
One of my sorority sisters, Chrissy, she used to swear by Theraflu. Like, we would come home from the bars at night.
Right.
And she would make a big pot of it for all of us in the sorority to drink to make sure we would stay healthy.
Because you were making out with those strange boys.
No, we were not. Well. Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Hey, Allison, do you have a natural home remedy that actually works?
I think it does. Fresh garlic, lemon, and honey steeped in hot water.
And so you drink it then, basically. It's like a tea.
Yes. Yep.
It was garlic? What did I miss?
Garlic, basically. Fresh lemon, garlic, and honey.
Fresh lemon.
That is quite a combination right there. It sounds like one of those times when they call down to the lab and the chemistry teacher and they're like, can you make us a bomb? And then he's like, sugar with ammonia and this and that and blah, blah, blah. Sounds like the same thing.
I wonder what you smell like though after consuming that garlic water.
Oh, he's feisty.
It's coming right out of your pores.
Definitely.
You know that.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.